We're joined now by our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, good morning.
Good morning to you, James, and thank you for stepping in for Christina this week, who is on a well-deserved vacation.
Yes, absolutely. Well, first off, President Trump is shrugging off criticism for tweets branded as racist, in which he says four outspoken liberal congresswomen of color should go back to their broken and crime-infested countries. Now, all are U.S. citizens and only one is foreign-born. Alan, your thoughts on this?
Well, it is racist. Of course it's racist. You know, he knows what he's doing. He's playing to his base. This is the kind of thing that you, the kind of taunt that you hear people saying to anybody who looks different, the quote, others. So, of course, he's doing that. He intends to win this election by making sure that this country becomes symbolic of those places which really are racist and defensive, and that's what he's doing. I don't think there's any question about it. He knows it. It's his philosophy, and he is hoping that by instilling fear and other things in people, he will he'll prevail.
And now, a small number of federal raids targeting undocumented migrant parents and their children took place over the weekend, part of the Trump administration's plan to enforce deportation orders against some 2,000 recently arrived migrants who are not eligible to remain in the country. Now, only a handful of arrests appeared to take place, reported in just a few cities. A nationwide sweep had originally been planned, but authorities say more arrests could follow this week, Alan.
Well, you know, Jim, maybe it had been planned, maybe it hadn't. I think with this guy, with this president, the name of the game is to say things. So he says them, it goes to the base, it plays with the base, and it doesn't really matter if he does them. What he wants to do, Jim, is to make sure that the fear goes into the hearts of the people around the country. And you can see what happened. There were massive displays of people who were really angry, which is exactly what he intended. In France, you saw the yellow vests booing Macron on Bastille Day. This is the kind of thing that is overtaking this world. And it isn't pretty. We know that the people that Trump admires are some of the worst offenders of human dignity around. And he thinks, since every human being is made up partially of good and partially of evil, that if he plays to the evil, it will work for him. He thinks it did the last time. What has happened, of course, is that right now contemporary polling shows him seriously behind most of the Democratic candidates, if not all of them. And as a result of that, he has to decide whether or not to redouble his efforts. And I think what we're seeing now is exactly that, a redoubling of this sort of racist taunting, which is exactly what he thinks will work for him to get him reelected. And there are many people who think he will be reelected.
And special counsel Robert Mueller is set to go before two Democratic-led House committees next week, July 24th, instead of this upcoming Wednesday as originally planned. The delay will reportedly allow members of the Judiciary Committee to question Mueller for 3 hours over his investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election before the Intelligence Committee begins its hearing. Now, each committee had originally been scheduled to question Mueller for 2 hours each. Alan, what's the impact of the delay and these changes?
Well, one of the things that we're hearing, whether it's so or not, is that many of the junior members of these committees didn't feel that they were going to get their time asking questions of Mueller. That may or may not be right, but the fact is that they're going to ask very direct questions to Mueller. They're going to pick up on things in the Mueller report. They're going to say, what does this mean? They're going to ask him to make assessments of the president. They're going to give him very specific questions about the president's assertion that he's been let off the hook. And we'll see whether it brings any benefits. Let's remember that Mueller is a Republican, number one. Number two is a guy who believes in the rule of law and has conducted a fastidious investigation and has not been pushed around. And he's indicated that he doesn't want to be doing this. So we'll see. One of the things that's so fascinating is that many of the liberal Democrats are getting primaried. People who won because they were liberal Democrats, people like Gerald Nadler, have come over to the pro-impeachment side, it may well be that what we're going to see here is the encouragement of those people who are looking for impeachment to go ahead and force the issue. That's my feeling, and I think that it does appear that there's so much frustration in this country that we may well see an impeachment effort before this is all over. I think what's going to happen, frankly, James, is that the closer we get to the election, the more the call for impeachment will happen. We know it's not going to happen in the Senate, but, you know, there's a very good chance it will happen.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, thank you.
James, thank you, and thanks for getting up early this week. Now you know how it feels.
Absolutely.